Yo, it's the Early Burst Podcast. This is your boy Johnny Sins. Welcome back.
Yo, bienvenidos, damas y caballeros. Welcome back. It's your boy OVO Alf.
Yo, it's your boy Schemer. You know what? I just want to apologize to you guys, to all you fellow listeners, viewers. Sorry about all the commotion I've been doing.
Boy, what?
What the hell are you talking about, bro? I'm
sorry,
so confused.
Sorry, I've been lacking on the pod.
Oh. Yeah, it's cool, bro. We understand. Life gets in the way.
Life happens, but life is good.
LG.
Working on the weekend as usual.
You gonna start quoting Drake now?
Drake and Future, cheat.
Hold on. You know what? This is a perfect little segue to start our podcast. We're going to go straight into it.
Okay.
All right. Drake Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. simply...
Drake Aubrey
Graham. That's his name, right?
It's Aubrey Drake
Graham. Aubrey Drake Graham. Oh, yeah. My bad. Sorry, I'm not super fan number one. Aubrey Drake Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. As you guys know, Drake dropped an album, a collaboration album at that, with Toronto's own Party Next Door. What was it called?
Some sexy songs for you.
Did you guys have a chance to listen to it over the weekend? Over the past 2 weeks, I guess?
Nah, I haven't, bro.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If Eric were to tell me that, I'd say, okay, maybe, you know. Maybe he hasn't. But you? Nah, bro.
Bro, maybe, you know.
I guarantee you. It was 12 a.m. Eastern on the dot. And you already started playing it, bro.
I guarantee.
Yeah,
I listened to it at 10 p.m. Thursday night.
Yeah, I guarantee you. You were done listening to it before 11.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
How long was that album? Like, runtime? Was it it was over an hour or less than an hour?
I think it was maybe a little below an hour.
That nigga, it felt like a two-hour album.
It was an hour and 14.
I could tell. It was a snooze fest. What'd you guys think of it? We'll start with the most unbiased guy here, which would be me, but we're going Eric.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Because I've only heard it twice.
Ooh.
Okay. Does listening to it twice, did it make it go down or up?
No Diddy.
Pause.
Yeah, no fucking Diddy.
No Diddy.
Already starting with the diddiness.
My bad, bro.
You know, that's actually one thing I got asked was, why the fuck is it always you bringing up the gay shit?
Yeah.
Bro, side comment real quick. Bruh, I'm telling you, I have been asked by multiple people if you were gay.
Okay. Let's make this very clear.
Or I've either gotten if you're gay or you're bi.
No, I'm neither. I'm a heterosexual male that likes to ask my friends gay questions.
And that's what makes you straight?
No.
Or heterosexual, sorry.
No, that's not what makes me straight. What makes me straight is I don't like men. What makes people think I am is me asking gay questions.
But why do you want to ask gay questions?
Because it makes you guys uncomfortable.
Because you like making people uncomfortable?
I like making you guys uncomfortable because it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Valid or not?
You know, I'll say valid because that's how I feel about you when I make you mad.
Exactly. You love making me mad. I like making y'all uncomfortable.
Oh.
Damn. Well, there you have it.
Oh, yeah. Johnny, I'm not gay, guys.
Does not like men.
Trust.
Has he come out of the closet?
It's not a cover-up, guys. I really am married.
Yeah, is your friend Johnny Sins like gay? Oh, I'm sick.
Okay, but in my defense, bro, in my defense, half of the questions I ask, half of them, I'm not going to say all of them. I'm not going to take, you know, I'm not going to take blame it all on everybody else. But half of the questions I ask come from people that are like, hey, you should ask this on the pod.
Are they gay?
No, they're not gay. They're not gay. But they want to hear your guys' answers. Especially because let's not say I'm gay when Alfred is the one that said he'd rather fuck Megan Fox with a dick.
Oh, yo.
Who's really the questionable guy here? Who is really the questionable guy here? But
you try to turn this shit out.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'm fucking sick.
Okay, if you guys listened to the last episode, it was, would you rather smash Brock Lesnar with a pussy or Megan Fox with a dick? If we can go back to last episode before we convinced him otherwise that it was super diddy to do, he said he would rather take Megan Fox with a dick.
Hey.
Now, if you ask me, that is the most homosexual thing you could do.
Hey, to my defense, you didn't specify and...
What did I not specify?
What do you mean?
And
what
did I not specify? We did ask our other homie, and he said the same thing.
That's gay. That doesn't stop.
No, y'all didn't just specify.
Okay, that's like saying, oh yeah, my guy, he says he's not gay, but he likes sucking dick. I like sucking dick too, but I'm not gay. That doesn't make you not gay. That just makes you both wrong. You're both wrong. You're both gay.
He doesn't have anything to say. He's gay.
He's gay.
I'm not gay.
It is gay.
I don't like Diddy.
Who knew two of my friends were gay?
Why are you gay? Why are you gay? Who says
to I'm be gay? Clear, I wasn't one of them, right?
Well, I said two friends.
Two friends. He's talking about him and the other guy.
Nah, he's talking about you. I'm talking about
pussy. You. Nah, you pussy. What about the other guy that said he'd rather take? Yeah. What about the other friend? That took.
Oh, he. Okay.
Or is he not your friend? Okay, are we gonna start being friends now? Oh, okay.
Three.
I just wanted to clarify that.
my boy, trying to escalate shit real quick.
Trying to get the gayness away from him.
Ah, hey, ain't nobody gay here, bro.
This fucking nigga. But I. What were we talking about?
So what's your rating?
Oh, my rating?
Yeah.
After giving it four rotations, believe it or not, the longest like hour of my life, I'll give it a solid 5, bro. The most mid album you could get. Like, it's not a good album. It's not a terrible album. It's mid. I'll give it a 5. Okay, that's being nice. I won't give it more than a 5.
Since you say it's mid, would you rather listen to that album or one of YG's album?
Depends on what YG album.
His
any album.
What album would you take? Would you listen to?
Probably My Crazy Life.
For real? My Crazy Life?
Yeah. Because that's his most popular one.
I mean, look, usually I don't like artists' most popular albums the most. Unless it's an artist that I don't really like.
Because so you wouldn't take, like, I Got Issues?
No, I wouldn't take anything. I think YG sucks, bro.
You said he's mid. Your words are not mine.
I did say he's mid. Okay, he doesn't suck. Yeah. Like, he's not terrible.
Wait, what?
Okay, he doesn't.
So he's is not, he, does he, no, is he's, mid he's, or does he
I
suck?
I take it back.
He sucks, but he doesn't suck.
I take it back. No. He doesn't suck. He's not terrible. He's mid.
Okay, what is your definition of suck and mid?
Mid is mediocre. Like, it's mid. Like, I could live without it, but it's not terrible. Sucks means it sucks. It shouldn't exist. One of them? How about this? Mid is like, I could live without. If it didn't exist, I'd be okay. It does exist. It's not a terrible album or a terrible artist, whatever. Sucks means I never want to listen to this shit ever again. They should have left it in their head, in the studio, in the vault, whatever. It sucks. It's bad. That's the two definitions for me. At least that's how I see it.
That's good to know.
Well, how would you define mid?
I thought mid and suck were the same thing.
No, I think mid, for me, mid is like D tier, right?
Mid is barely passing.
Mid is D tier. Like, it's not good. It's passing. You'll pass. I'm okay without it. You'll get your credit.
That's what I'm saying. But when I think of like, oh shit, that shit sucks. It's like, yeah, like, it's fucking, it's whack, but it's...
It's all right.
It's
mid.
All right.
You it's know? All right. It's mid. Oh. It sucks. Is F. It's not passing. Put it this way: if we were making a tier list, a mid album would go in D tier. An album that sucks would go in F tier.
Okay.
A good album would go in like B tier. A great album, A tier, and then a classic would be S tier.
So would that also mean that fucking mid will also classify as C then?
High mid. It's somewhere between mid and good.
High mid?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let me get a high mid real quick.
Boy.
Shout out, my boy. Shout out to Barbers.
Shout out my boy, there. Brian.
No, somewhere between good and mid. What would that be like?
I only know mid and good.
There's somewhere in between if you're making a tier.
Key, I only know like because mid and suck to me are the same thing. If what? It's like F tier, I think that's just ass.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just garbage.
That's what F tier is.
But like suck and mid, I think suck and mid ain't.
Okay, so how about mid would for you would be C then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mid for you would be C, and then good would be B.
Wait, what? Mid for me?
Yeah.
No, mid is probably like D.
That you just said suck.
No, mid and suck are both D.
No, but how? That doesn't make sense. If it sucks, it sucks. If it's mid, it's mid.
Mid would be a C, and suck would be D.
Look. I think about it like food.
Okay.
If the food sucks. You know, it's fucking nasty, but I'm still gonna finish it.
So D.
But if the food is ass,
it's F.
I'm not even gonna finish it.
F.
Fuck no. F. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like the same thing though. So, if food
so
is,
suck is the same as mid?
Yeah.
No.
At least I think it is. No. Because if it's mid, look, mid at the end of the day, let's say we're talking about food. Fucking, I'd still finish mid food.
Okay.
Would I enjoy it? No. But like, if that shit was like straight ass garbola juice, I would not finish that.
You're
shit.
Gonna finish food that sucks?
Yeah.
What?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Barely.
What?
Barely.
What do you mean barely?
Barely gonna finish it.
That's why it's.
But mid would be a tier above that, bro.
Let us know.
Yo, chat, let us know, please.
We
really need to start a...
We need to start a Twitch.
We need to start a Twitch for real.
W's in the shot.
What do you think, Eric? I need your input on this. Whose side are you on here?
You know, honestly, I got to roll with you, Johnny.
Thank you,
because
bro.
I think if you say anything sucks, it means it's ass garbage.
Right.
Mid,
it's not good. Mid. It's not good.
It's not bad. I'm gonna finish the plate if it's mid. If it sucks, no, that shit sucks. Throw that shit in the garbage. Okay, no, you know what? What sucks? That fucking sushi. Do you remember that sushi I put in the fucking in the napkin and I threw down the toilet? That sushi sucks. It was garbage.
See, look, what I classify. Let's see, what should I classify? Smoked taco. I think smoked taco was mid. I still finished the fucking food, but that shit was mid.
It was pretty mid. I'd go mid too. But it didn't suck. To me, it didn't suck. It was mid. It was very mediocre. It's just, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good. If someone wanted to go there, I'd be like, okay, but it would never be my choice. It's one of those things.
So you would still go back to a mid place?
I would go back to a mid place if somebody else invited me to a mid place. I would never say I want to go to this mid place. But if somebody wanted to go to a place that sucked, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm good, bro. Does that make sense? Like, okay, like, let's say he said, let's go to the Smoke Taco. I'd be like, okay, I'm down. Let's go. But it would never be my choice. But if, let's say, Eric was like, let's go to, what's a bad place?
Moore's.
Let's go to Moore's Family Restaurant. I'd be like, I'm good, bro. That place sucks. It's straight up bad. Even though I didn't think it was that bad, but I'm going with your example.
I thought it was horrible. What are you talking about?
I thought it was ass, bro. My bad, y'all. I thought it was mid.
Garbola juice.
And I'm the one that likes cheap food.
I didn't think it was terrible.
Nah, that shit was ass. Nah.
Okay. Shout out, Moore's. Are they a local joint? I feel bad.
I think they are.
I don't like this in local joints, bro. It makes me feel bad. But
bro, there's places that do it, and then there's places that don't.
Yeah. Oh, Wiener Schnitzel. If Eric invited me to Wiener Schnitzel or Alfie, I'd straight up say, I'm good, bro. I'll pass on that one any day, love. Wiener Schnitzel, F tier, bro. Booty cheeks, it sucks.
Wiener Schnitzel's a hood classic.
Look. It's not fucking fire, but it's not ass. And it's good. It's above, you know, it's your high mid. It's your high mid.
That's what I'm saying. It's not good. Okay, is it good? Is it good?
Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
It's good? It's not great.
It's not great. It's good.
So that would be like a B or a C?
I think like a C plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. C plus, yeah.
We'll figure out our rating system soon.
Let me get a high mid. I'm going to get a high mid next time.
With that being said, I think we should start a new... We'll keep it original. Why change it up when it works?
Start a new what?
I was going to say, we could do like a... Instead of rating it 1 through 10, we could rate it F through S.
Fuck it.
Okay.
We all went to school, didn't we?
Yeah.
We all failed and passed classes.
Facts. All right, Eric, give us your new rating then, bro.
A 4?
Nah, nigga. Oh. Like F through S. Bro likes numbers, for real. I'm telling you.
Numbers guy.
Well, you went 4 on what? Didn't you just say 7? Well, what are we talking about here?
What the fuck are you talking about?
My bad, bro.
I'm so lost in your fucking charts.
I'm sorry. I screwed that up. I was talking about the Drake album, though. I'm going back.
I said 7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you rate it?
7.
What do you rate it?
In letter.
In letter.
In what letter format do you give now.
It? C.
C?
Minus.
C minus.
Yeah.
I'll give it a D tier.
What do you give it off?
A plus.
A?
God.
Nah,
damn.
Just kidding. Nah.
He's not joking.
Be real,
bro. No, he really means
no,
A plus.
No, I'd give it a C plus, leaning towards a B minus.
Okay, you know what? As a Drake Glazer, I actually respect you for that.
No, because look, I like the album because I can appreciate R&B.
I can too.
I fuck with R&B hard. But don't get me wrong, though. There is a reason Party Next Door said this is an album just to fuck and not to analyze.
Yeah.
So it was okay leaning towards good. High mid. Yeah, so like I would rate it a C plus, leaning towards a B minus, because there are some songs that I've been bumping heavy.
Which ones?
Obviously, Give Me a Hug.
Okay, I'm gonna pull out the track list here.
CN Tower.
CN Tower. Mothballs.
That one was trash.
Fucking, what's it called? Brian Steele?
Yeah.
Let's see.
You didn't like Spider-Man, Superman?
I didn't.
No. What about Crying Chanel?
Crying Chanel. Pimmy's Dilemma.
Oh, okay. This is crazy. What? Underrated cut right there. Nobody's talking about Pimmy's Dilemma.
That, this is a good song. A really good song.
That's the only one that Drake and Party is not in, huh? Are they in it?
They're in it.
Or is that the one I'm talking about? Pimmy's Dilemma. Oh. But it's mainly... Hold on.
It has the intro with the bitch.
The intro, and then they finish it off?
Yeah.
No Diddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No homo.
I'm trying to... I really only remember her being
there's
in
there. There's a song that... Oh, Meet Your Padre. Ooh.
I think it was only...
You know, that one is fire.
Hold on. You are telling me you bumped that song unironically, bro.
What?
The one with Chino Pacas?
Yeah.
It's such a memeable song, bro. Terrible song. If I could give it an F minus, I would give it an F minus, bro. Bruh. There is no way you guys like that song.
Bruh.
There's absolutely no shot.
This is a hot take. I love when this nigga fucking has fun with song and makes bullshit songs.
Oh my god, that song was terrible, bro.
Especially when he does his stupid Spanish accent. That shit makes me laugh, bro. That's why hot take, I like that song he did with Bad Bunny.
That's different though, because that one was at least a little bit better.
That one was ass.
Wait, that one was ass.
Wait, which one?
I think it's called Gently.
Oh, I was thinking about the one way back.
Nah, that one's a banger.
Okay,
that one's a banger. No, I know that album. All right, I know that song is bullshit, but
MIA?
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny, and I love it. No, I love when this nigga does bullshit. It makes me laugh, and it's fun.
Okay, you could say it's a funny song, but to say it's a good song, no, it's a terrible song.
Bro. I bump that shit.
That's a terrible song. You will never catch. Unless I'm making like a parody video or a meme video, you're not gonna hear that song with me, bro.
Man,
that song is terrible.
Yeah, cause Meet Your Padre. I think the only song that I like truly did not like was fucking the EDM sounding one. I think it's called Nokia.
Nokia. Oh. You didn't like that
one? That's the one I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah. I really disliked that one. And I think that was one of his popular.
It is. So,
nah.
So I'm surprised.
But, nah. I thought it was good. It's decent. Not incredible. I'm waiting for a solo album. That album cover's fucking hard.
Which one? Some Sexy Songs for You?
Yeah.
It's all right.
That album cover's fucking hard. And those three bunnies are fucking hard.
Did you know that supposedly that the fucking that cover photo has a meaning to it?
It does not have a fucking meaning.
Okay,
they're just fucking trolling Kendrick for that shit.
Am I retarded, bro? Or is there like where's the bunnies at? I'm tripping.
Huh?
What bunnies?
Oh, the bunnies aren't in that album.
Oh,
it's not in that cover.
Okay, I've seen this cover like so many times. I've never seen a bunny.
No,
okay.
the bunnies are like the. What would you call that? The alternate cover?
Oh, okay. For surely.
I don't know. I'm waiting for...
Yeah, solo. I'm waiting for that solo album. Okay, bro. I'm going to give you my honest take here, bro. As a fan of hip-hop and as a fan of R&B, I do like R&B. I know what good R&B sounds like. I like Party. I like Party, bro.
I don't know if you appreciate R&B like that.
I do. I appreciate good R&B. Let's see. Because, okay, Party Next Door 2 and Party Next Door, classics, bro. That's prime Party right there.
Party Mobile is a classic one, too. Fuck with me.
But... This didn't even... It was an R&B album, but it sounded like a Drake album that had R&B features in it. I mean, Party Next Door.
Nah, it sounded too much like Party's album.
You think?
Yeah,
fuck. I think the soundscape of it sounded like Party. But the runtime of the actual album, I feel like I heard mostly Drake, bro. Drop. Am I tripping on that?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, I like CN Tower. The opening, the intro. Give Me a Hug, a little banger. Meet Your Padre, worst song of the year so far. Why Lie? And what's the one? Pimmy's Dilemma? Pimmy's Dilemma. That's it, bro.
I have a question.
Huh?
It might be off time. Did you like The Weeknd's album?
Are we gonna? Okay, yeah. Can I give my letter rating before we even get to that?
Oh yeah. Let's close that.
Let's close that out. I think I already did.
I mean, did you say it was a 5?
It's a 5, a D. I give it a D. The songs that I did like, I don't know if I'll even bump.
I can respect it.
But if you bump it around me, I'm not gonna say it's terrible. I guess. All right. Let's move on. The Weeknd's album?
Yeah, you can give your rating for The Weeknd's album. Right. I'll give my rating right now, nigga.
Damn. When we talking about an actual good album, an actually good album, The Weeknd did that, bro.
He did that.
I give it an A.
I give it an A plus.
I give it, as a matter of fact, I give it an A plus. I think so far of the albums that have dropped is the album of the year.
I can go
so
I
far.
Can,
yeah, it's only February, so that. that's not a crazy thing to say.
You're fucking tripping.
How am I tripping?
What album? What album?
Huh?
How am I tripping?
As far as like an R&B album?
It's not an R&B album though.
What do you consider the album? Pop?
Pop.
Okay. As far as a pop album, just because there's no albums that came out. But I didn't like the album. I thought it was alright.
How you gonna tell me? Okay, bro. You say you appreciate even okay, you thought it was R&B. I could say it's R&B slash pop. A little bit of both. A mix. You say you could appreciate a good R&B album, yet you're telling me you like Drake's album, but you didn't like The Weeknd's album?
No, look.
Tell me how that makes sense to you at all, bro.
I'm rating The Weeknd's album a little bit below Drake's.
What is it?
I would probably give it a C to a C minus. I didn't think it was that good.
What?
Compared to his last two albums, I didn't think it was that good.
You're smoking crack right now, broski.
It was aight.
Let me pull up the track list right now. Okay, the album cover, a little questionable. It looks like he's taking a deuce. Other than that, though, bro, what more could you ask for? Look like he's taking a fat dump? Go peep the album cover right now, guys.
No, yeah, that's...
hurry up tomorrow. It is...
See, if anything...
20...
I feel like this album dragged.
22 songs. It had a hour and 25 minute runtime. And I feel like I went through it in half the time that I went to through the Drake one.
What's your favorite song from this album?
Niagara Falls.
I'm stuck between Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls or Sao Paulo.
See, Sao Paulo is one of the more popular cuts because it has that like the... What is it? Like Brazilian funk sound?
Mm.
I liked it. I think it was one of my least favorite songs on the album.
Damn.
Enjoy the Show with Future? Oh my God, bro. Perfection. No Diddy. Take Me Back to LA. The outro was good. Hurry Up Tomorrow. The intro was really good.
So you didn't like Timeless?
That's the bias song that I like. But that I can't say that because that was a single.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
That's my favorite song.
I'm disappointed in you, Alf. Just want you to know that.
Look.
That's crazy, bro. You really didn't like it?
Look, to be fair, to be really honest with you, the only Weeknd albums I liked were his last three.
You're tripping.
And then I guess I could say I like Beauty Behind the Madness too.
You didn't like it? I want to say fucking Fargo. But
said he did like it. You said you did like it, right?
Huh?
You said you did.
I liked it decently. Beauty Behind the Madness.
That's his best album.
No, I know everyone thinks that's his best album. Personally, what I think his best album, is After Hours. That shit was hard.
It was good
that shit
for
was,
a little bit.
That shit was a masterpiece. I still bump that shit to this day.
You could tell me any Weeknd album is your favorite album, and I won't say you're tripping.
Oh. But see, look, I didn't like The Weeknd's other shit, though.
You don't like Trilogy?
I didn't like Trilogy.
You don't like Kiss Land?
I can see why he doesn't like Trilogy. If he doesn't like Take Care, he won't like Trilogy. So I understand that. Nah, but fucking Kiss Land?
I didn't like any of those.
I think that's his least popular album.
Yeah, Kiss by Land. Far.
Underrated.
Call me a fake Weeknd fan, but yeah.
Oh, you were.
Okay.
You don't like Starboy?
I like Starboy. Oh. That's why his last three.
Oh, okay.
So I like Starboy, After Hours, and fucking
Don FM.
What?
Don FM was fire,
bro.
Don FM was stupid fire.
Oh, you can't even ask me, bro. I glaze. Why lie?
Yeah, no. That's why, compared to this one, I thought this one was kind of ass.
Nah, tripping. He don't miss, bro.
Nah, he missed.
He don't miss, bro.
But there's a reason.
He don't miss.
There's a reason his tour, he's going to sing After Hours in Don FM. I'm just saying.
Don't all artists do that?
What do you mean? He should be singing his new album.
He is. Is he not going to sing his new album at all?
He's mainly going to sing After Hours in Don FM.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why it's called the After Hours Don FM tour.
Oh, well, maybe he's going to have another tour after that. That's the Hurry Up Tomorrow tour.
No, bullshit. Hurry Up Tomorrow tour. Right after.
You never know, bro.
Yo, After Hours really came out in 2020?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
What the fuck?
It literally came out right before fucking Rona hit.
Yo.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's why a lot of... It's going to be weird. Do you guys have, like, songs that you associate with COVID?
That album looked...
A little bit,
That album. Like, that, whenever I listen to the album, I think COVID.
Nah, and that album is just fucking... It hurts me because fucking... He released that album... Then he was gonna do the tour. He was gonna come here. I had fucking tickets, remember bro. That. I had clean ass seats, and I didn't even pay that much, bro. I think for the two tickets, bro, I literally paid $300.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then what happened? He delayed it, and then he fucking canceled it. And then he said, "Don't worry, y'all. I'm gonna come back real soon."
Just like that?
Just like that? Okay, yo, Michael Jackson.
Oh, he really is trying to be Michael Jackson now, huh?
And then what happened?
Don't worry. Stupid.
Don't worry. What fucking happened, bro? He said, "I'm gonna do a stadium tour." Oh, Utah's out of the picture. Because we ain't got a big stadium like that.
That's the only... I wouldn't say that's the only thing. That's one of the things that sucks about Utah, though.
That it really does, because that is exactly why a lot of people do not come here.
Yeah, they don't. It's too small of a market, bro. Yeah, because
the thing is, the Delta's only so big. And, you know, there's niggas exactly like The Weeknd that only like doing...
Big stadium.
Big ass shit like that, yeah.
So I'm glad Travis fucking came here.
I'm surprised Travis came here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but we got money back, though.
Yeah, some of y'all got your money back.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
So what, a C minus, you said?
Yeah, probably a C minus. If I want to be, you know, more more lenient, I'd give it a C.
Okay, and I'm going to A plus.
A plus.
But look, if you want to know what album beats that, but it's not in the same category,
huh?
It's Bad Bunny's album.
Okay, I was actually going to bring that up, so I'm glad you brought that up. You think Bad Bunny has the best album of the year. What would you rate that album?
That album? I'd probably rate it... probably like A minus. A minus or A. Or maybe a B plus. But like A minus, somewhere around there.
A minus. Eric, did you ever get to listening to that one?
Oh, actually, no.
It was fire. It was so fire.
I liked it. Not as good as his last album, though.
His last album or...
Wait, is it his last album or his last album? Last
oh, last album. It definitely wasn't as good as his last album.
No, it was better than his last album.
Tripping.
Okay, so what album are you talking about?
Okay, I think...
You're talking about Un Verano Sin Ti?
Un Verano Sin Ti was his best album to date.
Yeah.
I can agree with you on that.
Which I go... matter of fact, I might even go a S tier on that one, bro.
What?
On Un Verano Sin Ti.
Okay. But Nadie Sabe?
Nadie Sabe, I will give that a solid C minus.
That shit was A plus, bro.
I'm going to go with the D.
That shit was fire.
D plus, C minus for me, bro. I was not a fan of it.
Tripping. That shit was
only because of Perro Negro. That album. That
shit was so fire. Monaco?
Huh?
Monaco?
It got overplayed.
Perro Negro?
No, Monaco.
Monaco.
When you know when Eric said that TikTok song?
Yeah.
That's what I associate Monaco with. Because all I heard on my Instagram reels was...
You don't like Mercedes Carota?
I couldn't even tell you which song that Hibiki? Was, bro. That song's okay. I have it, but I'm not going to like...
No, no way. It's okay. That album is hard.
It's an okay album,
that
bro.
That album's hard.
I give it a C plus. A C minus.
That is tripping.
A C minus.
That is tripping. That shit... See, if there's one nigga that don't miss, it's that nigga Bad Bunny.
No, tripping.
No, he misses.
Nah, he don't miss. Look, I will tell you, all his shit before Un Verano, he did.
He did hit?
He did miss. Because he's fucking still missing. Fucking the Ultimo Tour, that album, that shit was aight.
Wait, which one is the one before Un Verano Sin Ti? I think that was second best
album. El Ultimo Tour.
No, the one with the semi. No, not that one. The one before that, then.
The one where he's in the bike?
That one. What is it? Yo hago lo que me da la gana? Something like that.
Oh, isn't it? It isn't just a bunch of letters?
Well, I mean, it is what it stands for. It's YH.
Oh, yeah. So it is a bunch of letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one. I think that's his second best album.
Todavía no te quiero. Does it have that one?
Yep. Yeah.
That shit is fire.
That's the second best album to me.
Look, the song that had fucking... What is it? Because then he put it on... I know he put it on Un Verano, but I swear it was on the last one too.
What?
Wasn't Dacari on that one too?
It was on El Ultimo.
Yeah, see? That
album was ass.
That album sucked. That album was ass. Because I think Dockety is such an overrated song.
Is that how you say it? Dockety?
Dockety.
Is it?
Huh?
Is that how you say it?
I
never knew how to say it. I don't
know.
I've always...
Yeah, Dockety? The kitty? I don't know. That's how I always said it. Dockety?
I never knew how, so I would always say, like, the kitty. Just as a joke. The kitty, swear.
I don't know, but I feel like Bad Bunny's fucking missing so much that they might as well just start posting pictures of him
on lights.
He misses, bro.
Wait, no, he misses.
Wait,
but
wait, what did you say? He posts pictures of what?
Just put them on milk cartons is what he's saying. Bro was missing.
On light poles and shit. Missing person.
Nah, that shit was fire, bro. Call me a bad blood.
A bad blood? Okay, Taylor Swift.
Okay, so woo. Pyru.
Call me a bad bunny glazer, but Bad Bunny is fire, bro.
No, he is fire.
His last... would it be a... His last, like, 6 years, he's been releasing fire.
I could kind of agree with you. I just really didn't like his last album. I don't know why. A lot of people seem to like it. Maybe it's me.
That shit was fire.
He was like,
that shit was stupid fire.
Like, man, maybe it is me. Maybe it's me and Eric. But I thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit... It was good. It was borderline good.
But yeah, personally, I think Bad Bunny has album of the year so far.
Nah, I'll give it a B.
But other than that, I don't think there's any other album that came out. Right?
At least, like, yeah, mainstream like, media type? No.
No. Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just here.
Okay.
I'm just here.
So, ratings for the three, I went A, B, D. Eric went A. What did you rate the Bad Bunny album?
The new one?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it.
Oh, you didn't listen. No. So A and then D. Did you say D for Drake's album or what'd you say? C?
And A, non-applicable.
We'll go with D. D for Drake's album.
And then you went what?
I went C plus, C, and then A plus. Or A minus.
A minus is crazy for a Drake album.
No, for Bad Bunny's
album. Oh, okay.
C plus was Drake's album.
Okay.
And then C minus was
respect. The weekend. Tripping.
No, weekend, look, because I'm not going to tell you it's you know, one of those greats. No. But I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't bump it hard.
The Drake one?
Yeah. But the Bad Bunny one? Nah, that shit fire.
Okay. Now, can I ask a follow-up question since we're talking about music albums right now?
Go for it.
Following the beef, right? All three of the big three released their own albums, respectively. Well, I guess a collab album. I don't know if you're gonna count it. Drake's album, the one that just came out. GNX, Kendrick, and Might Delete Later, J. Cole. Rank them 1-3.
J. Cole 1, Drake 2, GNX 3.
Exactly.
No, that is crazy. Wait, hold on. Some sexy songs for you over Gen X?
Objectively? I'm telling you. I've been telling you. I didn't like GNX like that.
Yeah, I thought GNX was fucking terrible.
Nigga, I only liked about three songs from GNX. And the crazy thing is, I don't even like the second half of TV Off.
That's crazy.
You know what I literally do? I literally listen to the first part and then I skip it. I think the second part is terrible.
You know what's crazy about GNX? It has more good R&B songs than it was in an R&B album. Fight me.
Okay.
How's that possible?
SZA's a good R&B artist.
I know she is. It had like
SZA literally carried Luther.
She did. Doesn't make it a not better song.
Wait, what?
Like, doesn't make it a bad song.
That's why I'm not saying it's a bad song. I like that song.
But you don't like the album as well.
No. I'm telling you, I only like TV Off, Luther, and there's one more that I think is cool. But personally, I don't like Squabble Up. I think to be fair though, I hate the original song.
What song?
The Squabble Up sample. I hate that song. I don't know what song that's called.
Oh, okay.
But it's that fucking house music dance song.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
that
about.
That shit's ass. So that made into a beat, that shit was ass.
I can respect it.
But yeah, no. I didn't like the album. I really didn't. And this is not me. This is not me fucking hating on Kendrick.
No, this is definitely hating on Kendrick.
I just thought the album was low-key garbage. It was ass. Could have been way better.
I can respect you saying that it's trash if you also thought Drake's album was trash.
I didn't think Drake's album was godlike, though. I didn't think it was fucking incredible.
Okay.
Drake's album was good to I.
What's your rating?
Almost the same. I'm going Cole's Might Delete Later, GNX, and then some sexy songs for you. I'm hoping. No, but look. I'm hoping Drake, when he drops his actual solo album, he can actually make a good like comeback album. Because I don't think this was a comeback album.
This is not technically a Drake album.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
That's what people need to understand.
I'm not treating it like it's Drake's comeback album because it's not. It's a Drake and Party collab for piping.
Yeah.
Like if Eric, you know, wants to make things spicy, play music in the background, you could throw on that hoe and do your thing.
Mothballs.
But
I actually thought about putting that song on too.
Dude, hey, it don't make a good. I'm just saying.
I don't like that song.
Good. That shit fire. But yeah, no. Because look, put it this way. Drake's album, there are songs that I will bump hard. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. TV Off, I only listen to TV Off when it comes on the shuffle. And then, like I said, I only liked the first half. He ruined the song after.
No, he did not,
bro. And then fucking Luther, it's when it comes out on shuffle. Might Delete Later, that shit is a masterpiece.
On repeat.
That shit literally is on repeat. It's a masterpiece. Like, I'm fucking, dude.
I'm so mad, bro, that it doesn't get, like, the respect it deserves just because he dropped that 7-minute drill.
And then he pulled out.
And then people were like, oh, this album's trash. J. Cole's trash.
But he should have known that he was a pussy for that. Because I easily think J. Cole could.
I think he could have held his own, bro. But I don't think he wanted to.
He could fuck up Kendrick.
Easily. Oh, yeah, easily. Oh, yeah.
J. Cole's not that same nigga no more.
What do you mean?
J. Cole's a monster now.
He's been a monster, bro.
Nah, he was too nice back in the day. He's a fucking monster now. My nigga said, I want to dress cheap and have dirty, long-ass dreads. He started making masterpieces. Master fucking pieces.
Been making masterpieces, bro. Call me a glazer.
Nah, you tripping. You tripping.
Call me a glazer, bro.
For Your Eyes Only. Trash.
His best album. What are you talking about, bro?
Terrible album.
Yeah.
That album to Behind. All trash.
You know, it's people like you that I know don't actually listen to the music.
Because
you're talking about like a concept album, a storytelling album, that is one of the best. You could consider that a classic.
Why do I want to hear about your story? Life stories. I don't care.
Then you don't like that type of music, which means you have no valid opinion on it.
I'm there to listen and get crunk.
Then all you need is party music. That's why you don't like Kendrick. That's why you don't like Cole.
I like Cole. I love Cole.
No, you don't.
I don't like For Your Eyes Only.
You don't love Cole.
That's the only
album I like. Old Kendrick.
Yeah, I like old Kendrick. I don't like new Kendrick.
Fucking new Kendrick is trash.
What do you mean? Okay, what do you mean old Kendrick? Because Kendrick's albums have always been deep.
Nah.
Yes, they have.
I like Good Kid, Mad City,
yeah.
Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. That's literally one of the best storytelling albums ever. What are you talking about? Go back and listen to it.
I never said it wasn't.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Yes.
I never said it wasn't. I never said that. Your words, not mine.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah.
Eric, do you like old Kendrick?
I do.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because Good Kid, Mad City made me want to pop, pop, pop a couple niggas.
Okay.
Old Kendrick was fire.
Yup.
New J. Cole is fire.
You know what? Let me put it this way. Kendrick's last four albums, garbage. Belong in the trash. Should have never been released.
So, okay, so that's
so I'm gonna tell you right now, GNX,
Mr. Morale, and Big Steppers. That's
no, well, I guess technically three because no, then
three definitely,
yeah.
And then To Pimp a Butterfly
was okay.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, I only said four because it had Damn Collectors between Damn and.
That's the same album, fool.
It's yeah, I know. I didn't realize that. So his last three. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, his last three.
Tripping. Why are we allowed to talk music?
I don't know. But shout out, Dirty Dread, Puma J. Cole. I don't want short hair dread Jordan wearing J. Cole.
You telling me you really didn't like 2014 Four Souls, right?
Fuck no.
Tripping. But you said Dirty Dread J. Cole. For Your Eyes Only was Dirty Dread J. Cole too.
That was the beginning Dread J. Cole, but not really.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Look, because didn't he release Everybody Dies before, what was it, KOD?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? That's when he started going off. Because okay. That's when he released KOD. That's when he released the Off Season.
Okay, but if I'm being honest with you, I love all his albums. But KOD...
Tripping.
KOD...
Tripping.
What do you mean? What am I tripping about, Eric? What am I tripping about?
Look, KOD was good.
Okay.
Wasn't the best. It made me start listening to J. Cole after listening to 4 Your Eyes Only. And I'm like, because after 4 Your Eyes Only, I stopped listening to him. Oh, like, that's fucking garbage. And then he released KOD and I'm like, okay, maybe I'll start listening to him again. And I did because KOD.
So from one album to another.
Yeah.
Okay. So you stopped listening to him for one album?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a long time. It's not.
That's very long.
That's 2 years. That's a long time.
I guess.
In those 2 years, he could have died.
He could have. And he would have been a legend.
If he did.
Nah.
Yeah, he
would. If
would've.
He would have died by that time?
To 4 Your Eyes Only?
Hell no.
Nah, hell no.
If he died after For Your Eyes Only, that's literally his best work, bro. What are you talking about?
Nah.
I would have died not being a J. Cole friend. He would have not released these shits that I'd be bumping on the daily. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Stealth Mode comes out, bro.
Oh, that's fire.
That isn't for old Cole fans. This for new Cole fans. Oof.
Oh my god, we don't need new Cole fans, bro.
Savage Cole. That's all I need, bro.
Matter of fact, as long as y'all stay off of his blog, we're good. Tripping. Oh, y'all are big tripping.
This is the J. Cole that you like?
I'm telling you, dirty dreads, Puma Wang, Walmart sweatpants, J. Cole. That's the one I like. I don't like fucking Jordan 1 retros with fucking hair combed, hair professionally fucking twisted Cole.
No, he's not talking about that one. Are you talking about that one? You're talking about...
Were you talking about that one?
No.
Does he have the baby ones there?
No, he has Jordan 6s on, I believe.
I know he has the baby ones on the Forest Hills one. But I know he's wearing Jordans on that.
On that one, he has short hair.
No, because that one is when he's bald, right?
Yeah, but see,
he got ones on that, yeah. Nah, I want the Puma, the Dreamers, RS Dreamers. Shit.
I hate this thing. I hate you, bro.
Fuck no, bro. My nigga finally listened to me, bro.
Who?
J. Cole, bro. He started releasing hard music.
Oh my god.
I couldn't believe what I heard on Everybody Dies, bro. Everybody Dies and then Snow on the Bluff?
But it doesn't make sense how you like Snow on the Bluff. It really doesn't.
It's a diss track to Chance the Rapper.
But it doesn't make
sense. Fuck Chance the Rapper.
I get what you're saying, but I guess how I would say is like the cadence of it. Like, the whole feel of it. It doesn't have like a diss feel to it. Something it that you would like.
It doesn't, but he has bars. I listen to bars.
No, apparently not.
I do.
Apparently not.
I do. I just don't like positive J. Cole. I don't like "We Need to Try Better." He was too young.
Exactly.
Exactly. What song is that? I always remember that shit. I think that's on Change.
Changes. Change, my bad, yeah. 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 That's a good song, bro. That is a good song. Nah.
Even though Immortal was a good song. And the album cover was hard. But still, that album, no.
Tripping. Classic. Classic album. His best album.
Tripping.
I'm tripping. Not tripping.
That's his best album?
That is his best album, bro.
Better than the Forest Hills?
Yeah. Slightly. I'm going to go look. I'm going to go For Your Eyes Only, and then Forest Hills, and then Born Sinner.
Wait, you say that again?
For Your Eyes Only as his best. Mm-hmm. And then Forest Hills Drive, and then Born Sinner.
No love for Sideline Story.
I like the Sideline Story. It's not better than any three of those albums. Neither is KOD.
Tripping.
And if I want bar, like bar for bar, Cole, I'm going The Offseason. The Offseason has his best bars, his best wordplay. And I think that is also better than KOD.
Me too.
I like KOD. I love KOD. Like it, no, I do.
Does it sound like you do?
I do. I really do.
Damn. Okay, Johnny.
I mean, that's like picking between like your favorite foods. You're going to love all your favorite foods, but you're going to like favor one or two over the other.
So you favor For Your Eyes Only over KOD?
Yes. If they told me you can only pick three Cole albums you got to listen to forever, it'd be those three.
Damn, that's crazy. You're a monster.
Out of those, all of them are
what? What do you mean? That's not a crazy thing to say.
Might delete later, the off season. You know what? I'm going to go Forest Hills Drives. From my top three for J. Cole.
That's tripping.
Okay.
Bro, what's your three?
His last three?
The Offseason, My Delete Later, and KOD. KOD?
I'm telling you, look. Born Sinner.
That's a classic.
I only like that one. No, I like two songs.
No, you know what? I take my answer right back, bro. Because I forgot about Friday Night Lights. I swear to God, bro.
The warm up.
I like the warm up, but Friday Night Lights is a certified hood classic, bro.
That shit was aight.
You're aight. Okay.
Okay.
Aight. Wait, what were you saying, though? What's your top three?
What do you mean?
Top three Cole album.
Those are my top three?
Which? His last three. You said that. You're right.
What's his best song?
Don't say something stupid right now, bro. Please. I'm on the edge right now, bro.
What's his best song? Let's see. It's that song that I always bump. What's it fucking called?
They don't say something stupid.
I think it's on The Off Season too. Let's see.
Matter of fact, as long as you don't say Grippy, we're good, bro.
What?
Grippy.
Grippy.
You never heard it?
What song is it?
Don't listen to it.
Sticks and Stones.
That's a
banger, my favorite bro. Song, Workout.
Ah, hi, bro.
That's the song I like.
No, but on God, though, Six of Stones is pretty fire, though.
Six of, okay, see, I don't hate you for that. This is one of my favorite songs off that album. Ooh. So you're not...
Doesn't hate me because it's not, not a, a very popular song on that album, huh?
Is it? I don't know. No.
It's not, it doesn't have the little circle next to it.
Oh.
Applying Pressure.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite song.
I don't hate you for that one, bro. When I'm telling you, like, J. Cole has his best bars on that album, that song has it, bro.
I like that song.
He goes hard.
Because he doesn't give a fuck.
Okay. I don't even know how we got to this topic.
I don't know either.
Okay. Is that all we got?
I think so.
How long have we been running for?
We've been running for...
like an hour and 10, huh?
Hour and a minute.
Damn, oh. We do talk a lot. All right, we can cut it.
Certified yappers.
I don't know how this ended up being a J. Cole video, but thanks for tuning in.
Video?
I mean, audio. Podcast. Shut up, Eric. You know what I meant. They know what I meant. And we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace out.